Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to my weekly summary podcast of what I've been up to the last 7 days, posts online, activities, prayer requests, and so on. And you'll notice a little bit different this week already because there's no intro music, there's no outro music, there's no editing, no tidying up of this podcast whatsoever. Why? Because I'm away for the weekend. It's the bank holiday weekend as of the day of recording. It's Sunday the 25th of August 2019. It's the day after my 34th wedding anniversary. And so Penny and I are away for a few days celebrating. And I don't have all my usual gadgets with me. I only have some basic things. So a basic recording as Penny takes a little nap while I record this and post it and send it to you with just some summary of what's been going on. So here we are. What's been going on the last little while? Well, on my website this week, you will find 3 posts. You'll find the Sunday sample episode 97 called Songs with Stories. You'll know probably that there are behind some of the most famous hymns and choruses and songs designed for collective worship, there are some great stories. And I share one of them in this episode about the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Now, I share the story, I think it's a great story, but also as an example that how important it is that if there is a story, that we get to know what the story is behind these songs and perhaps help our congregations worship with greater depth and understanding if they know those stories. Anyway, that's Sunday Sample episode 97. Then also, we have Quiet Time Coaching episode 102 called Learning to Relax with a nice, cute picture of a cat asleep, if you look at it online. And this is based on a chapter in the book Unloading the Overload, Stress Management for Christians, and about the idea of relaxation, of casting all our anxieties on Christ because on God because he cares for us. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Sorry about the background noise. There's a car pulling into the place where we're staying on gravel. Nice and noisy, but I'm not editing. There we go. That's okay. So I need to relax a bit perhaps. Some quotes from the book, hopefully some interesting things. And then this week's Tuesday teaching tip is episode 170. My goodness, I can't believe I've done so many. It's called How to Avoid the Skills Trap. It's about dealing with the temptation that we have sometimes to depend upon our skills in public speaking rather than on the Spirit. And it comes from a conversation I had with Ben where we had a discussion about this very question. And I offer 4 methods of defense, in a sense, and 1 method of attack, you could say, as to how to help us to depend on the Spirit, not on our skills, to value our skills, but not to depend upon them. Those are my 3 posts this week, and the dogs are now also barking. You can tell I'm out in the Oxfordshire countryside where we're staying and having a wonderful time in a place, in fact, called Little Coxwell, which, of course, is so appropriate. Indeed, when you look at the census of surnames, the geographic location of surnames over the last 100, 150 years, you'll see that the surname Cox, my surname, comes from right around this area. And we're staying in Little Coxwell, and nearby there's Great Coxwell. So it's very likely that some of my ancestors lived around here. Perhaps they even founded the village. Who knows? Perhaps that's why we got brought here. Somehow the Spirit brought us to this area. Well, we've had a wonderful time celebrating our anniversary. I hope that you have a wonderful time celebrating what somehow is perhaps even more significant, because it is, that our God loves us, that he loves us with a passionate heart, and he loves us fully and completely and wholeheartedly, and how lucky we are to experience that. So that's what's going on. Prayer requests. Prayer requests, one would be for the teaching series I'll soon be doing for Thames Valley on public speaking for particularly younger and less experienced speakers, and also the topic for the teaching day that the Watford Church and I will be putting on in, looks like, November. That's a couple of prayer requests there. What's coming up in the near future? Watford will have a church service at the beginning of September. I'll be preaching at that, and a special service also down in Thames Valley on the 1st of September. And another one on the 8th of September, where we're going to say farewell to an old, familiar, well-loved venue in Lower Early. Moving on, and we'll be having a special service on the 8th of September in the Lower Early venue, celebrating all that God has done in the years, the many years now, that we've been gathering there. So that's something to pray about, that we honour, truly honour God with the recollections and the remembrances of his work amongst us there. I think that's it for now. As soon as I stop recording, I'm going to remember some more things, but that's the way this recording is. No editing. It's just going to come out as it is. I hope you find this encouraging and helpful. Do pray for me and my efforts to help build the kingdom of God where I am and through these recordings and videos to equip us. I hope to be able to worship God more acceptably, to help others to do the same, to preach and teach God's word well, and to enjoy our own walk with God, especially in our times of quiet with him. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care and God bless.